It's a very windy afternoon at the small marina behind the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and Quan Jones is trying to keep busy.
What I do is I work at the waterfront, and we basically help people check out canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards. This is something I want to work in my future.
Quan is like most 19-year-old college students. He loves the water, going to the movies, and hanging out with college friends. And he's got a big, easy smile that just invites you to talk to him. He came to the university through the Project 10 Stingray program. It's a program that helps students with intellectual disabilities get into college courses and learn life skills they're going to need to get by after college. These disabilities begin before the age of 18 and can show up as difficulties with reading, writing, math, or language. And some have problems processing auditory or visual information.
We partnered with the Florida Department of Education, Bureau of Exceptional Education and Student Services, and also Pinellas County Schools, and USF St. Pete and our Project 10 came together to pilot a program for students with intellectual disabilities to have the opportunity to come to college.
That's Danielle Roberts-Dom, Assistant Director of Project 10 Stingray. The name Stingray is an acronym for a much longer and somewhat bureaucratic-sounding title. But when it started in 2010, a lot of students with a diverse range of disabilities were coming out of high school with a non-standard diploma similar to a GED that didn't easily transfer to college. And Dom says that often many of these students were missing out on the opportunity to go to college like everyone else, even though they weren't intentionally excluded.
So these students are graduating, their peers are going to college, they're going into the military, they're going into career and tech schools, and many students were left behind and were not able to gain entrance and have the same opportunities that their peers were.
A new Florida statute has since changed special education programs so that a non-standard diploma is no longer a stumbling block to getting into college, but that still leaves a lot of students who want to go. The ultimate goal is to help the students in the program get a job. And like everyone else, the Stingray students have a range of abilities and a range of interests. Curriculum coordinator Annie Johnson remembers one who started off with just one goal in mind.
I had a student 3 years ago who all she ever wanted to do was put cookies on a cookie sheet at Publix, but she didn't know how to get there. She didn't have any idea how to take the bus. Now she comes in 2 days a week in her uniform, goes to the bus by herself, independently transports herself up to a bakery on 4th Street. I picked her up a couple of weeks ago, spoke to the chef. He asked her to please give him more time. He wanted to increase her hours to 4 hours a day. Because she's been doing so well, he wanted to teach her more things.
Being on campus teaches these students important communication, life, and social skills. But Dom points out that programs like Project 10 Stingray helps out more than just the students.
Some of the growth that we have seen is obviously employment. These students who, you know, really maybe not have thought of working previously or having a demanding career do. We have one student who actually was able to get off or reduce his dependence on government help and welfare, and he has worked full-time with benefits for over 2 years.
And students like Quan get to build a resume, life skills, and confidence.
I'm doing great. I'm achieving all the goals that we planned during the summer. Basically, like, everyone, I'm, like, popular on campus. Everyone knows me, and it's like, wow.
And his job at the waterfront is a perfect start to his career goals. For State Impact Florida, I'm Michael S. Butler in Tampa.